Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
The Black Market is an initiative created by 85 South Media to highlight, amplify, and showcase leaders, entrepreneurs, and educators from our community. The show tapes monthly at our studio in Atlanta, Georgia. To submit you or your organization for consideration, go to 85SouthShow.com/Black Market. In here with the donut man.
The who?
Said we in here with the donut man.
One more time.
Hey, I said we in here with the donut man.
That's who?
The donut man.
Who that?
That's the donut man.
The donut man.
Every kind. Glazed, okay. Even chocolate. Even got some cinnamon buns that you can fuck with.
Okay.
This nigga crazy. He did one for his baby and his lady. He even got a Cheerios one that go crazy.
He don't sell no falafel, but he got a donut that tastes like chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles?
Yeah, he got all the holes, and I ain't talking about no girls. I'm talking donuts with holes.
We got them donuts with holes. We sell them bitches by the dozen. That mean we got a box for you, your mama, and your cousin. Yeah, you know how we gonna do it? He make them bitches with people who don't got no teeth, so don't have to chew it.
Ooh, me. Yeah. They soft.
Yeah.
They soft.
Yeah.
They smooth.
Ooh.
They good.
Yeah.
They hot.
Yeah.
They cold.
Ooh.
They full.
Ooh, it's delicious.
Good.
Delicious.
Just
this. Delicious.
Delicious.
Hey, wait, welcome back, man. Welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome black. Welcome black.
Welcome black.
Welcome black.
New one. Welcome black.
Welcome black.
We're in here. Welcome black.
Man, we got another episode of Black Excellence.
Yes, we do.
Guess who we're in here with today?
The donut man.
We're in here with the donut man. Come on, man. Introduce yourself to the people. Let them know who we're dealing with.
Appreciate it. My name's Kamal Grant. I'm the owner, founder, head baker, head dishwasher of Sublime Donuts. So,
come on, man.
A couple of them out here in Atlanta. Come through the A. We represent the A all day. We've been doing it since 2008, so come through.
Since 2008?
Wow, yeah, 2008. Best so donuts in the world.
13 right years in the donut game.
Right, sure.
Man, why donuts, brother, of all things?
Why donuts? Because I love donuts. I mean, I've been a baker since I was in high school. Always
don't nobody believe you because you ain't fat. Most bakers had a big
no,
big
that's a myth, like, okay? That's a myth. That's a myth. Yeah,
like
that's a
Chef
myth.
Boyardee.
No, that's big vegetable is trying to trick y'all, okay? All y'all right. Need to eat more donuts, you know what I'm saying? So donut a day, keep the doctor away. But so, you know, you come through, I mean, I've been making donuts since forever, so I went into the Navy, made donuts, then went to the Culinary Institute of America, learned baking and pastry arts, and then came back to Atlanta and was looking for something to do and do my own.
So you say you do donuts and pastry art. So it's like donuts just one of the things.
Well, baking and pastry art. So yeah, I've learned all baked goods. So I can make all the baked goods. And
could you do a whole wedding cake?
Yeah.
I made out of donuts, though.
We've done that.
Right out of my mind. I was just about to ask, nigga, what's up with you can bake a wedding cake?
We've done that. Wedding cake donuts are the thing now. That's the thing. Them big walls of donuts. People get at their wedding and put donuts on the wall.
So, Dig, I'm an ordained minister, right? When I do some of these weddings, we're going to need some wedding cakes.
Hey, you got to put me on the horn.
That's my number. Now, I remember a show that used to come on TV. Can't remember what the name of it was.
How do you remember it then?
I remember the show. The show came on Food Network. It was about the guys that baked the donuts and everything. It was a donut show. I can't remember the name of it.
With the little, like, Italian-looking dude.
Yeah.
Cake Boss.
Yeah, one of them. That's Cake Boss.
So, yeah, it's Cake Boss.
Is that something that you ever thought about getting into, like, just to be able to expand the business? Because black-owned donuts, that's a very exclusive thing.
Yeah. I'm trying to do all things expand the business. I obviously want to open up more shops. We got two here in Atlanta. We got two in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, so you can come. If you're coming to watch the Falcons play, you can come.
Hey, man, hold up. Well, that's what this whole platform is about. It's about highlighting and, celebrating independent black-owned businesses.
I appreciate it.
In the business world.
Yeah, so we're trying to open up worldwide. We had a shop in Bangkok for 7 years.
That's a t-shirt. We had a shop in Bangkok. Two prostitutes with donuts on the thing.
And then you got a donut right there in the middle.
What?
Put a donut in between the legs, nigga.
We should get us a donut shop.
Yep.
And instead of donuts, we'll call it D's Nuts Donuts.
Yep. Or donut hole.
You need some partners?
I'm telling you now. Okay, I like it.
You sell the hoes?
No, we only sell whole donuts, okay?
What you do with the hoes?
We turn them into other things.
That's another shirt. We make donuts, we eat the holes, nigga. That's what it is. Man, I'm telling you.
You missing at least 100 grand in donut holes a year. I don't know if you know that.
But I mean, like, so after, it seems like you've already gained success. So, what keeps you passionate? Is it the passion for actually baking, or is it the side of it that's the business that keeps you motivated?
Yeah, it's just about trying to come up with other fun things. That's what, coming up with new fun donuts. That's why, I brought our secret menu chicken and waffles donut for y'all to try.
Yeah,
coming up with crazy stuff like that. It's a chicken donut. We dip it in waffle batter, fried, put a little maple icing. It's delicious. World's greatest donut. Bon appetit.
When you say it's a chicken donut, what is it?
So we take some chicken, we shred the chicken, okay? And then we mold it into a ring. Then freeze it, and then we make a waffle batter, dip it in the waffle batter, then we fry it, so then it comes out like a perfect donut, obviously, you can see.
Wow.
Right. So put maple glaze, so that's all chicken.
This is chicken right here.
Chicken.
So you said the secret menu.
But masquerading as a donut. Yeah, you gotta come in and ask for it. So it's on the
What else on the secret menu?
Well, just that one right now.
Until we do stuff,
then if I do something, I put on the secret menu, come in and ask the crew, they know. You see, check us out on social media, on the gram, Facebook.
How would people get this information?
You gotta check us out, Sublime Donuts. Sublime Donuts, you can check out sublimedonuts.com, Go check out our social medias and all that jazz, and you can find out all the fun shit we're doing. We're trying to do a lot of fun stuff.
I'm getting on it right now.
We've done lots of crazy things. I was really trying to catch the vibe and flow with y'all because I've done some stupid rap songs, but I was like, I can't freestyle.
Well,
so,
let's do another rap song.
Well, it's all about donuts, so I love it, and the people love it, so we slowed down on it, but yeah, for like a year straight, we was doing.
Let's put the donuts in your mouth, girl.
Ow.
I wanna put my donuts in your mouth.
Ow, 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 in your mouth.
Can I put these donuts in your mouth,
girl? Donuts in your mouth.
Put the donuts all up in your mouth.
Then all up in your mouth. Yeah.
There they are. The donuts all up in your mouth.
Now, where you from originally, man?
I'm from Marietta. So I'm from
Marietta. Marietta.
Right here. So let me ask you this, because it's a lot of
ghetto children that watch our show.
Uh-huh.
Could you give us some inside game and tell them how they can make a donut at their crib?
Yeah. Actually, I got a book. Wrote the book on donuts.
You see how I'm leading into this shit?
got a book. Actually, I got a bag over there. I got a bucket.
Can we get that bag?
Get the bag. Get the book bag.
Yeah, we need the cookbook.
We need the book bag.
Real quick, give us a ghetto at-home donut.
Well, actually,
recipe.
The easiest at-home donut, so easy. If you want to make an at-home donut, you can take the canned biscuits. Everybody knows the little canned biscuits. Take a bottle cap, take out the hole, fry it. You know, if you want to make a quick glaze, you can take some sweetened condensed milk. So the jar of sweetened condensed milk, and actually that's in here. Take a jar of sweetened condensed milk, put it in a pot of boiling water. Don't open it, just put it in the pot of boiling water, let it boil. Slow simmer like 2-3 hours, and then after you open up, the whole can will be caramelized, and you can make a little caramel donut. So there you go.
Now, that's,
voila.
That's very
so check it out,
man.
We got that in the book, Homemade Donuts at Home.
That's what it is.
Is the book available on the website?
Yes. Not on our website. I got to get organized.
Look at it on
Amazon's and the things of that nature.
Doing it big.
Yeah. And come to the shop. We got it up there, you know. So
you do it all. You got the fillings.
That's not something
everything.
That, you know, you hear a lot of people that look like us doing donuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you hear a lot of fried chicken wings
and
soul food and all that. So what got you into baking as a black man from Marietta?
I just always loved sweets and baked goods. I mean, I wish I had the confidence of y'all fellas. Because I always wanted to make people happy. So I was like, ooh, I want to do something to make people happy. If I was confident like y'all, I could be a comedian, but you know, I'm not there. So
we locked in.
Now, next step under, I'm going to make baked goods and you know, give it out to the people. So try to make people happy, and that's what I like to do, is make people happy, and donuts make people happy. So that's what we're about to do here.
Tell all the fellas why they should start baking.
You know, donuts, you know, you should figure out one recipe. Everybody should have one solid recipe that you can probably do by heart. And so when someone come over your house, come over the crib, you can just bang it out real quick. You're impressed. You're like, wow, you really know how to cook. You only know one thing. You know
how long you be with, like when you're dealing with a chick, how long you be with before you bust out the baking skills on it? Be like, girl, you ain't even know. I made you a croissant from scratch, from the shit you had in your kitchen.
Right, exactly. Bitch got smoke coming off.
Come on.
You know it's real.
Make a bitch an apple Danish.
Right. That you ain't never seen before.
Well, it depends, you know. It depends on the vibe. You got to feel out the vibe, you know.
Because
you don't
want
to go all in right away because then, you know, she come by the shop and stuff. She wanna
do something real light,
stuff.
Little creme brulee.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'm too nasty of a nigga. I'd have been to bake the bitch my dick. Look, check this out.
Same size and everything.
Look at that. Look, you think you had it at? But yeah, take that one and catch the real one.
If I was a patient, all my food would be freakish. You so sweet, made me breakfast in bed. Look at them pancakes. They got nuts on them. Dick shaped pancake hanging off the plate.
See, man, that's the cool part about what you do, though, man. It's you know, it's not something that's very popular. So I always like to you know, encourage whoever's watching this, man. Don't always go with the flow. You could do something different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could do something and then surprise people by your skill set if you get a new skill set. So this brother's an example of that.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, there's lots of lanes. I mean, you hit on that first time where you was like, not a lot of people do donuts. A lot of black business you see is Wang's or barbershops or something. I mean, that's all good. We love to support those. But, you know, you can do other things. And I mean, it's telling in the shop. I mean, a lot of people have been open 12 years now, and people still come in the shop and be like, oh, I didn't know it was black owned. I think some of the people here was like, hold on, it was black owned?
Because we eat these all the time.
And it's like, you don't have to, you know, there's layers of being black, you know what I'm saying? So you don't have to be one way.
Monolithic is the word.
You don't have to
be
one way.
They think all black people are the same.
Yeah, but if you come in the shop, you'll catch small black vibes. I mean, obviously the donuts is quality, so it's nothing like, oh, this is a lemon pepper chicken donut, you know what I'm saying? But you'll hear the music, you'll hear some R&B playing, you'll be like, hold on, what the fuck? This is some deep cuts here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you come in there and Luther Vandross playing. That should make you want some donuts.
Like, who owned this shop? What y'all playing? So, yeah.
So, what's out of all the donuts that you make, what would you say is your favorite of your batch?
Oh, man, I like them all. They're all my little babies. So, I love them all. But fresh strawberries and cream, my number one seller. So, that's a winner. People love that one.
Cookies and cream is a top one. Okay.
That's a winner. You know, the honey glazed cinnamon swirl, that's great. I know the Reese's peanut butter cups, and you got a peanut allergy, but that one's A1. You know,
yeah, I'll never know.
I just like original glaze.
Yeah, original glaze.
You got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, hot donut. Man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like
and
that.
And I like the shit with the cinnamon and sugar on it too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like the birthday cake ones, the ones that got the, you know, the sprinkles.
That's the Homer Simpson donut.
Yeah, the good ones.
Who been some of your best customers?
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training, and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Just everybody. I mean, everybody come support. I mean, since we've been around, obviously, we open up 24 hours, so we'll get, in the morning time, people going to the office, office workers taking them to the workplace, and midday, people will come by just to get a quick break before they go home, want to get a donut or two. Then late at night, people come taking people on dates and stuff, and then since we open the middle of the night, you'll get people work third shift or leaving the club or leaving something, and they'll go take donuts home for their family to eat a breakfast.
So. No, a lot of people trying to go with the healthy eating right now. Y'all got something them weirdos.
Oh, man, vegan donut.
So sick of them people. Yeah, they tell you every day, you know, I don't eat meat. Yeah. I didn't ask you that.
Grassroot donut. You know what I mean? Yeah, it is a grassroot donut.
We got all the stuff in our donuts, man. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. That's what I tell them.
That's what it is, man. Well, we appreciate you coming and putting us down on the donut game, man.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Let them know where they can find you and all that good shit.
Because
I know we got the book. They definitely going. You don't know about the 85 percenters, man. They definitely be into all this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Come
how you find out about the show?
I mean, y'all are worldwide. Y'all know. Come on, bruh, everybody know about y'all.
Stop playing.
I mean, y'all stop playing. Everybody know, man. So,
well, yeah, I got to come get me some donuts.
Yeah, come to the little donut shop. We got one. If you're here in Atlanta, we got one on 10th Street, another one on North Druid Hills.
I don't even
and
know if
you
I'm
come
about to say this right.
To an event that's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, we got two down on the field level concourses, so on either side of the 50-yard line. And
oh,
come
we can't
check
skip
us out.
Over there. We got to explain.
Hold up. Wait. Because I want to make sure this is said on the show. I don't even know if this is the right way for that. But listen to this, bro. You just heard about this. White chocolate ganache filling.
Ganache?
What's ganache?
Ganache. Told you.
Yeah, ganache. Ganache.
I know this name, ganache. That's why I said it.
It's like a, it was just like a fudgy chocolate fudge. So sort of chocolate, creamy fudge melting
oh, wow.
your mouth.
Ganache. That's what it is. Yeah. Now, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, that's major, man. You said that already, but how did you come get plugged in with the Falcons?
Yeah, man. I mean, when they were building out the new stadium, you know, they wanted to support Atlanta businesses, put a lot of local Atlanta stuff in there. So they were looking at stuff. And I think a guy from the Falcons came through the donut shop. We were chopping it up. He was telling me I was building it out and looking for business. He was like, hey, I want to think about doing a donut shop. I was like, we the fucking donut shop. I'm your guy. Right. We can do that. So, you know, he went through it and it worked out. So it works out for both of us. So, you
I
know.
Don't know if you know this, but after this, after we air this, it's going to be a lot of law enforcement pulling up on you. Because they watch the show, too.
We love them.
Unbeknownst.
They keep the tabs.
You're going to have to have that ganache one. You're not going on there, though. They're going to want that
Yeah,
one.
Man, come through. Everybody can come through. Donuts for everybody, okay? Donuts for everybody. Everybody love donuts, man. Treat yourself.
So, look, y'all make sure y'all go check out my partner over there, Sublime Donuts, www.sublimedonuts.com. What's the Instagram?
Instagram, same thing. Sublime Donuts on Instagram, you know, so come check us out. We on Facebook, Twitter.
Bro, you coming back.
You can see all our fun, silly stuff. We got, you know, you can check out our YouTube channel where we do a little silly rap video.
I want to, me and
Will
Chico really want in on
it. Yeah, we're going to come
not,
one
we're not just saying that.
I mean, we can.
I want to do donuts in your mouth.
Right. We can do that.
Right. I'm going to get with J-O-N, and we're going to get started. Yeah, and we'll leave you a verse on that.
Holes. That's what we're doing. Donut holes and.
Because we do a little do parody, so we can do the. Yeah, put it in your mouth.
I'm gonna connect you with my partner here, rapper BF Big Pac Man.
Yeah,
this
he
nigga
always
love
do
donuts.
Okay.
So like, for that to be my partner and you to be my partner, it don't make sense for me, for y'all not to know at least. For me to, I gotta at least say it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It.
It's something right there. Cause he put donuts
in
his
videos. He like eat
so
donuts all
the time.
So
why not have black owned donuts?
He should have been doing this.
I understand.
He ain't did this. He been slipping. I don't know. He don't know donuts.
I'm gonna get you. We're gonna hit him in a minute, man. Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. Black excellence, black donuts. I'm Carlos Miller.
I'm
This is my man right here. We ain't even saying his name from now on. Donut Man.
Yeah.
You're going to be like the Dapper Dan of donuts.
You got all
Come
the hope. Get it?
Donuts in your mouth. 85 South Show. Bro, we've been eating. How long we been eating these for real, though?
About
bro, on some real shit. These motherfuckers are in the trap.
Oh, appreciate it.
I think J-O-N was the one who started bringing them around.
We're here.
It was Craig.
Hats.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
here you go, G. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I got to get one of these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I can't
Thanks
eat
for having
one.
Me.
I
got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.